so come on and let me know. I have been to see the play Love According to the Clash at Chipping Street Theatre in Chippendale. This is written cleverly by Laurent Auclair and directed with sensitivity by Gareth Cruikshank. The premise of the play is that Simon is turning 40 and his boyfriend Jeff has decided to invite Simon's old boyfriends and one ex-girlfriend to their house to arrange a surprise party. So Jeff initially pretends to be a waiter but is found out pretty early on, and Simon arrives unexpectedly, and then the get-together starts to completely unravel as the exes all have unresolved issues concerning Simon and their relationship with him. Simon and Jeff have to work out if their relationship in the present can move forward and change negative patterns of the past. Oh, it sounds like hell to be forced in a room with all your exes. And in this play, in a way, it is. The writer, Auclair, has given a voice to the exes, and sometimes a voice that we don't really want to hear. But it's in order to understand how to act better in intimate relationships. The play poses that once you experience that moment of love, it is almost impossible to stop loving that person or being loved by them, no matter what bitterness has transpired in the relationship. I really enjoyed this production. It's well acted, well directed and designed with a very sophisticated theme. And what a great little theatre Chipping Street is. I've never been there before. This is well worth a look, and it's a great play to celebrate Mardi Gras with. So it's a Chipping Street Theatre, Chippendale, Love According to the Clash, and it's running until the 27th of February. So come on. Decisions bugging me. Indecision, they molest her. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Yeah.